It's 11 trivia questions on sailing terms and superstitions by new listener Mike Maximchuk. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I'm wearing my Stranger Things t-shirt. You can see the top logo there. And you got Eleven's face and a bunch of cool stuff over on YouTube. Trying to get people to go check out the show on YouTube. If you listen to just the audio version of the show, and you have a smart TV, or you like watching YouTube videos like I do, hit subscribe on the Trivia with Buds channel. I just reserved the URL, youtube.com/trivia with Buds, so you can find it very easily, and I'm looking for some new subscribers. My next 10 subscribers will get something very cool from me in the mail in the form of a little promotional pack. That's right, maybe a sticker, maybe a coaster, maybe a Sharknado picture, whatever it is. Subscribe to me on YouTube. The next 10 subscribers will get some cool stuff. If you subscribe, let me know. Send me a message, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and say, hey, I just subscribed to you. Where's my swag? And I'll send you some very cool stuff in the mail. My friend Mike Maximchuk is somebody who I just sent some cool stuff to. He is a teacher, and he has been listening to the show, going to and from, picking up his wife, and he said he enjoys it. So thank you, Mike, for the very kind review. I think he just left me an iTunes review as well. He also sent me some very cool quizzes. One of them is words that end in I-N-E, which we will get to at some point, ein-type words. And then we also have a sailing terms and superstitions quiz. He's a big sailor, him and his wife. And he says, this is a quiz loosely based on the terminology and superstitions of sailboats and their crew. So that's what we're going to do on today's episode. Now, these are kind of wordy questions, so I'm cutting them down just a little bit. On Mike's behalf, but I will read all of the sidebar notes that Mike put about these things. I know nothing about sailing. I've never been on a sailboat. I can't even tell you if I've seen a sailboat in real life up close. I don't think I have. I'm not as adventurous as you might think. I've only done a few cool things ever. And one of them is this podcast every day. So thank you so much for listening to it. Mike, we're going to jump into these questions right now. 11 questions on sailing terms and superstitions. Here we go. All right, here we go, guys. Sailing terms and superstitions. If you don't know anything about sailing like me, this might be a fun one to educate yourself. And if you love sailing, you'll definitely like trying to figure these out, like Mike. Question number one, this part of a boat, which is found in the bow, which is the front of the boat, is also found in many churches. Question number one, this part of a boat, which is found in the bow, is also found in many churches. Question number one, what would that be? Question number two, what is the name for a form of punishment and potential execution where the sailor was tied to a line looped beneath the vessel, thrown overboard on one side of the ship, and dragged under the ship? What was that called? Number two. Question number three, this is the name for a cork on a ship to plug any and all holes in the hull. What is the name for a cork on a ship? Number three. Question number four. What is the name for a sailboat with a single mast? Question number four. What is the name for a sailboat with a single mast? Question number five. This is the name for the forward part of a ship below the deck, traditionally used as the crew's living quarters. What is that called? Number five. Question number six, what two animals are common for superstitious sailors to get tattooed on the tops of their feet? Number six, what two animals get tattooed on the tops of sailors' feet who are superstitious? Number six. Number seven, what is the name for any line or rope that is used to hoist a ladder, sail, flag, or boom on a ship? What is the name for any line that is used to hoist stuff like that? Number seven. Question number eight, what phrase gets used in common parlance, meaning to prepare for inclement weather? Number eight, what phrase gets used in common parlance, meaning to prepare for inclement weather? Number eight. Question number 9, what is the name for the aftermost, that's further back, and highest deck of a ship? What is the name for the aftermost and highest deck of a ship? Number 9. Question number 10, what fruit is purported to bring bad luck to any ship carrying them? Number 10, what fruit is said to bring bad luck to any ship carrying them? Number 10. And your last question, this would be like your 2-point bonus question, although all these are pretty dang tough. Number 11, a ketch, K-E-T-C-H, is a type of ship with two masts, the smaller mast and sail, just in front of the rudder and helm. What is the name of a ship where the mizzen mast is found aft, that means behind, the rudder helm? What is the name of a ship where the mizzen mast is found behind the rudder helm? Number 11. Those are all your tricky questions on sailing terms and superstitions for sailors and crew members. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers to this quiz from my friend Mike. We're back with the answers to sailing trivia. Let's see how many of these you got right out of 11. I would have got a big fat zero, but now I know some stuff, so I can go sailing with Mike. Question number 1, this part of a boat, which is found in the bow, the front of the boat, is also found in many churches. That is called the pulpit. Number 1, pulpit. Question number 2, what is the name of a form of punishment where they throw the sailor overboard, looped beneath the vessel, and then gets dragged under the ship? That is called keel haul. Keel haul. And here's what Mike says. He says, also, this is the name of a G.I. Joe Real American Hero team's admiral and was released as an action figure in 1985. The character served as commander of the USS Flag aircraft carrier. So fun little extra fact from Mike. Number 3, this is the name for a cork on a ship to plug any holes in the hull. That is called a bung, B-U-N-G. Bung hole is incorrect. That is the hole the cork goes into, says Mike. And he says, generally used only in emergency situations should a sensor through hull or other apparatus fail, thus allowing the ingress of water into the ship. Also, when acting as his cornholio persona, Beavis from MTV's Beavis and Butthead says this term as part of the phrase, I need TP for my bunghole. Number 4, what is the name for a sailboat with a single mast, typically meaning one head sail in front of the mast and one head mainsail behind the mast? The name originates from the Dutch Old English word meaning to glide, and the Beach Boys also sang about one of these ships named the John B. This would be the Dutch word sloep, but it's pronounced sloop, S-L-O-O-P, sloop. Number 5, this is the name for the forward part of the ship below the deck, traditionally used as crew's living quarters. This is a word pronounced foxel, but it is spelled F-O-C-S-L-E. So that's a tough one. Mike says, although sometimes this is also used for the forward part of the upper deck of a ship. Number 6, what two animals are common for superstitious sailors to get tattooed on the tops of their feet? The answer there is rooster and pigs, and here's why. These animals were chosen from the realization that when the boat refuses to float, there was nothing better to have around than a couple of the wooden crates the animals are kept in on ships. In the case of a shipwreck, there was really only one viable option. When the lifeboats filled up, find the most buoyant object within arm's reach, hold on for your life, and hope a shark doesn't bite off a leg. Ooh, I know something about that. Indeed, the lightweight crates would often float, and because of this, the two animals had a higher survival rate in shipwrecks. So there you go. That's some fun stuff. Rooster and pig tattoos on the top of your feet. Number 7, what is the name for any line or rope that's used to hoist a ladder, sail, flag, or boom on the ship? That would be a halyard, and the term comes from the phrase to haul the yards. These ropes, like other parts of the running rigging, were classically made of natural fiber-like manila or hemp. And question number 8, what phrase gets used in common parlance meaning to prepare for inclement weather? That would be batten down the hatches. You've heard that in movies and books and things, and that came from the motion of securing the closed hatch covers with so as to prevent water from entering from any angle. Number 9, what is the name of the aftermost highest deck of a ship? That is the poop deck. You've heard that before in Popeye, I bet. That is especially in a sailing ship where it typically forms the roof of a cabin in the stern. Contrary to its name, it is not used when nature calls, but rather the name comes from the Latin pupus, meaning stern. the Latin puppis meaning stern. Number 10, what fruit is purported to bring bad luck to any ship carrying them? That was bananas. This superstition dates all the way back to the 1700s, when many lost or ill-fated ships were noted to have been carrying this fruit to their destination. Many sailors would also fear unwanted stowaways, like venomous spiders, snakes, and other critters who could be lurking in their cargo. Harry Belafonte romanticized this notion in the song Deo, while he waited for daylight to come, and he won go home. Number 11. A ketch is a type of ship with two masts, the smaller mast and sail just in front of the rudder helm. What is the name of a ship where the mizzen mast is found behind the rudder helm? That is called a yawl, Y-A-W-L, or how you shout out to somebody in a group or a group of people in the South. Yawl, Y-A-W-L. And those are all your answers to the Sailing Terms and Superstitions quiz from Mike. Thank you, Mike, so much for doing that. I appreciate it. You can send me stuff anytime, Mike, because those questions were very informative. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We have one more question for you in the form of the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Today's question of the day is about basketball, and I'm looking for the numbered jersey that Chicago Bulls player Scottie Pippen used to wear. What number did Scottie Pippen wear? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email my Gmail, RyanBuds@gmail.com, to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Jackie Robinson for the book author I Never Had Made It. That's his autobiography. Go check that out. And your trivia team name of today is Tarantino's Pizza Rolls. That's right. I switched Totino's Pizza Rolls and I made them Tarantino's for the bad mother colors that were given away. Send me an email if you are watching this video and you can win this coloring book. It's a Quentin Tarantino coloring book from drewblank.com. Go check it out. I want to email about why you love Quentin Tarantino. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. And we'll see you next time for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This is your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.